to dress them. She got married. That money went for her wedding dress.
For her wedding?
Yeah.
We were married in St. Lawrence?
And then it was that Betty, it was up to Betty to make a living.
Because Frank had no job.
No, Frank didn't have no job, so Betty got a job in Taylor Company that she was cleaning lady. Because it was Slovenian foreman lady. She directed these women, you know. Yeah. And they clean up the store before they open it. And that's the kind of a life that he had. Yeah. And the man like that, yeah. You know, who never really worked. Really.
Cut through the back here.
Yes, you can just cut across here. Yes. And there, this is what you got. This is a card from Hortense. Hortense had a nervous breakdown.
Oh, yeah, that's probably yours.
Yes, I was going to read you one. She had a nervous breakdown. And they put her in, she was a widow and lived in one of the mobile
what
homes.
Is that? What?
Dorothy's going to kiss the mail lady on the next street. And anyway, she used to come over once in a while. Okay. Well, her son lived on Sanibel, and her son moved to Las Vegas. He got a job in Las Vegas. And after that, Hortense had the breakdown. So then they put her in a mental hospital over on Colonial Boulevard. And she was there maybe a couple of weeks.
What'd you say, open?
Well, this is it. This is from AARP. But anyway, a registered heights, unit 2. Anyway, what happened then? Her sister said they would.
You had sent for her, right?
I have Stan already.
You had Stan?
Yeah.
And you sent for Tonka?
And Annie was born.
Annie was
born July, and Tonka come in December.
How old was Tonka?
19.
Okay. And so when she came, then. She stayed with you, right?
Yeah.
And what, she went to work?
And she visited and helped Auntie because the uncle was very sick.
Auntie who?
Yeah. Bosnick.
Okay.
See, but the Bosnick live in the Miller Avenue.
Yeah.
In United Stanley. So when Tonka come, Tieta always want her over there, you know, so she don't have to take care of the uncle.
Yeah.
So, and Tonka, from the beginning, you know, she went there to sleep. And then, eventually, when Uncle was real bad, she asked her, she says, why don't you come here right from work, too? And you sleep over here, and I'll make a breakfast that you, for work in the morning. She never make it really breakfast. Tonka did all. And Tonka, we're up at night, you know, when Uncle was coughing, and he couldn't stop. And I didn't like one thing, you know, when one day didn't have no paper for the tuberculosis people. Not Auntie, she didn't have it. She had it, he used the hankies, and Tonka had to wash him that every day.
Yeah.
For the uncle. I'm surprised that she didn't get it.
You were concerned that Tonka would get tuberculosis.
Yes, but she was, that's what happened.
Where was Tonka working?
Tonka was working in a woolen mill.
Oh, in the woolen mill down on Broadway there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Angela Perko. It was always, they come together from Europe. So they were friends all the time.
And so Tonka was staying by the Bosnick house and working at the woolen mill.
And she, we was all together then when the uncle died. And they make a big deal about the funeral. We had a musician come and play.
Mm-hmm.
And horses, see? The uncle was taken to grave by the horse.
He must have died, what, in 21 or 22, somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then what happened with Tonka after Uncle Bosnick died?
Well, Tonka had a pretty nice life, you know, after that. Because Tieta was a widow.
She still stayed in the Bosnick house then?
No, she stay, you know, either way, you know. Sometimes during the day she stay here by me too, because I was kind of pure health, you know, with the annual baby.
You were rocking on your feet. Yeah. You've been in bed most of the time.
But Tieta take her around, you know.
Uh-huh.
Every picnic they went together. Every wedding, whoever got married, Tonka went. And somehow Angela was the one who got first friend with Louis. And so when Bella got married, Louis asked Tonka to be bridesmaid. Actually, Bella asked.
Yeah.
So that's she got acquainted with Louis Castelli. And pretty soon after that, they got married, after Bella got married.
What year did Louis come from Slovenia?
Well, about the same time that Tonka, around 20.
And of course, Louis had a good job at the steel mill, didn't he?
Well, yes. See, before they got married, Louis had a job in American Steel. And when they got married, Tieta gave her a rent in her house. She lived upstairs by Tieta. And I lived first there too, before we buy this house.
You lived upstairs by Teta on Miller there, in the Bosnick house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Stanley was small.
Yeah.
And then when we buy this house, and Tonka got married, so Tonka went and lived upstairs by Teta Bosnick. And there, she had a miscarriage. And the doctor, and the Pepsa got sick. And Dr. McCarthy put her in St. Alexis Hospital.
Pepsa,
yeah. Because he told Dad that she's going to live only 2 more days if he don't take her to the hospital. They drain her.
Yeah.
You know.
All the pus from the lungs.
Yeah, she had a fluorescent.
Yeah.
And when they pronounced her, that she got a TB, so McCarthy says, where are we going to put her? And she went back to Tonka, so she was in a good air. And then the thing come, it was the old lady who take care of Tonka. Louis hired her, $10 a week, I think he paid. But when they bring Pepsi in the next room, the woman quit. She don't want to, she was
because
afraid.
TV, yeah.
Yeah, she was afraid she wouldn't go in her room or nothing. So.
Now, this was in Tonka's house?
This was in Teta's house.
In Teta's house, yeah.
And then, McCarthy was a doctor.
Yeah.
So, what else could we do?
So Tonka and Pepsi had to be separated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Louis was kind of just, didn't say nothing, but he was kind of tired too, and afraid too, the Pepsi had a TB. So McCarthy make it. He says, I'm gonna let you take it to your house.
Pepsi.
Only if you're gonna obey everything Papa is gonna tell you. That no children, you shouldn't let the children go in her room and play. And every dish what you're gonna feed her, you have to boil it every time, for the next time. And keep it separate. And I did obey, I keep it under the sink. I had a little box or something, and I put it down, her dishes. He says, Betty could go to her, to take a food there. She says, but not to lay there or something. She was 11.
Stay close.
Yeah, she was 11. And that's what happened. And he was wait. Well, Dad, no. Doctor tell Dad 6 weeks before. She says, and between now and then, about 6 weeks, I says, the girl gonna die. And she did. She died, and she lay in our front room.
Yeah.
And she was dressed in Tonka's wedding dress.
And how old was she?
And we was so broke. We didn't have a dollar.
How old was she?
1 year old. She didn't make it 1 year. She died before she was 1 year in America.
So that was what year, Mom?
1924. Yeah. Herbie was a baby.
Yeah. Newborn, huh?
Yeah. Newborn. And I couldn't take him there neither. See, McCarthy forbid. I could take him, that I hold him in my lap.
Yeah.
But nothing, he gave it to Betty, to the girl, she was crazy about it because, she picked the name before we baptized him.
Oh,
Well, why don't you give her Harry? I never even heard the name. But she,
that's a big name?
Yeah, Harry. And then she says that she had a boyfriend who was killed in a war. Those was the hard days, I'm telling you. Broke, no money, three kids.
Well, the depression really hadn't started yet, though, had it?
No.
But Dad just didn't make much money.
I think Dad was they strike for 3 months once.
Oh, the strike in there?
The American Steel, yeah. Because the Dad couldn't wait, you know, to be called back. He went in the Bedford and find himself a job. One day make a chair.
Oh, tailored chair.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad was working there for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. Until the strike was over.
Yeah.
He was lucky he found something.
Well, I says, where is the will is the way.
Right.
Find it if
that's
you really
true.
Need it.
That's true.
Those was a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And very sad time because we put her the first day when she come to this country, you know, because Jean was the secretary for the lodge. And they was looking for the members. So we signed perhaps the first week when she come to this country. For $1, poor they call it, you know, you got $1 a day if you're sick.
Yeah.
And $500 if you die. And when this thing happened that she died before was a year, I think they refused to pay. They say that she was sick before.
When did you get it?
Yeah. So whatever you was.
It's too bad.
So that the people, the neighborhood around there, they each one collect, I think they collect $128.
The neighbors did?
The neighbors did. Each one pitch in, some pitch a quarter, some
around Stanley Inn and Stanley and Miller.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All Slovenia.
Yeah.
And that we paid the funeral director. And then Tonka saved $50 and I saved $50. So we paid everything expense, you know, for Betty when she was buried in Calvary. But we didn't have no money to buy the stone.
Yeah.
So where Pepsi is, it's nothing there. They just got a number if you want to go to the office.
Oh, there's a number, but no marker.
Stone.
Huh?
No marker.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the hard parts.
Well, of course, the depression in the 30s wasn't any better, was it?
Well, we didn't have a sickness anyway. The children, your children was all, you know, well.
Yeah.
Very, very few time, you know, I had it. I know for you, I know we had a Dr. McCarthy when you was about 8 months old. You had a pneumonia.
During the depression there, Dad was working one day a week or something like that?
Oh, sometimes nothing.
No day.
We didn't have no money coming.
So you had no money coming in?
No. So, but God provides somehow. I says, we was worried in the porch, sitting in the steps, and worried, you know, what they going to do with us because we didn't pay electric bill.
Yeah.
We didn't have it. And there it was, the man, you know, come and stop in our driveway.
To look at the house, to take the house back. I remember Dad.
No, he bring the check.
Oh, he bring the check?
$15, between 15 or 12, something like that it was. And he says, Dad, he says, here, Joe, is a check for you. I went over, you know, the tax bills. You was paying for that 5 feet where the city put the sidewalk on.
You paid too much, huh?
Yeah, we paid too much. And there was the money to pay electric.
Wasn't there a point, though, during the Depression when you were concerned about losing the house?
Yeah.
I remember Dad talking about the guy coming and looking at
the guy came and took a picture of it?
Well, you know, because our garage wasn't put in the right place. See, we buy it. Our house had it only 37 feet frontage. But when we build the garage, we build it, but they come in this empty lot.
The side, yeah.
Because we acquire those feet after we buy the house.
The corner lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't corner. Uh-huh. It was just one lot was 50 feet and one lot was 12 and some, you know, to make it 50 for the house and 50. Mr. French was started building the farm, you know, farm. They cut the street, Raymond, before when we come, it was nothing.
Yeah.
You know what they had it? Oats, they had it in the back of our house. And that's how it happened there. And then they cut through this thing, and they cut it right by our next lot, sidewalk. And French told us, he says, I'm gonna put the sidewalk there, and you wouldn't have to pay nothing. He says, because I'm going to pay for sidewalk. But he never take it off 5 feet, what they said he used.
So you were overpaying.
He was overpaying. Mm-hmm. And that's how we save our electric that we got light. Well, those was the hard times. But it was better than any... anyone I see now in the paper when they show those pictures. We didn't have them.
What year did they build the Salina National Home across the street?
I think it was 37 or something.
37?
Yeah.
They had bought the land before, right?
Yeah, and the tax things.
Tax
just
sale?
Like, yeah. See, Stauka brother, he bought that lot and Stanley Avenue, four together, like each lot was 25 feet.
Yeah.
They was crooked the time already. because you can't build it in 25 feet.
Yeah.
Can't
build it.
But our Slovenians, you know, everybody want to go out in the country because they all come from the farms, from Europe.
Yeah, so they want to get out of the city.
Nobody come, you know, that was educated in Europe. Except that 8th grade.
Uh-huh.
So that's all they bring it. It was a strong hand and stuff like that, and they was looking. And of course, and then it had no money, because in the shop, when you work in a factory, I think you got 25 cents an hour. And you have to work good for it. I don't know, for 14 hours, I think you work a day. And $25, they figured they could afford. So a lot of people buy that. That's how Louis and Tonka buy it. They buy 37 and a half feet. And they put that big house on.
That lot, yeah, the Castellic house. Yeah,
I remember the
driveway.
The driveway and it's
right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And the yard was in the back.
And the garage in the back.
And the garage,
and
small yard in the back.
Well, that's what happened to our house at the time that we buy that. And then this brother of Mary bought, he was insurance man. And he, that kind of applied, to, you know, ask him to find out who owned the lot next to us. And that was something like that too. Somebody buy it in a sheriff's sale.
Mm-hmm.
He find out for it, and I think we paid maybe a little bit more than 100. But we was better off by that time.
You had some money then.
Yeah, and then it was one little stay between. We buy the corner first, and between
that was
our
strip house. Between it?
That's
there, right?
How many? 12 feet or so many, I think, to make it 50.
12 feet.
I think we give that woman, or that some woman. Small money. So finally we had 100 frontage. And the kids had a place to play, you know. That's what he was looking.
Well, you were living at Teta Bosnick's, right?
Yeah.
And our house became available. You got a chance to buy it?
Yeah.
So what year did you buy our house?
Well, so Annie was born in this house already.
Oh, she was born in Maple Heights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't finished, you know. It was no porch, no upstairs, no basement. Just a little hole and the steps has to go down. So after we pay $2,400, we stick all the money what they have made in that house to finish it. But not every first year. It takes us I don't know how many years. I think it was, I don't know what year it was.
Did you have the Slovenian neighbors do all the work?
They all Slovenian was working together.
They put the basement block foundations in and lifted the house up and put the porch on and added on and put the upstairs.
Mr. Lipnos and Breznikar was the builders.
Yeah, Breznikar was a real carpenter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He eyeballed everything.
Yeah.
I don't think he measured it.
He just looked at it.
And I don't think you had a plan to work for you.
That's why you could see, you know, this, you know, they make it right square box.
Yeah, that's right. Very functional.
Not when we bought it, you know, this house, you know, the front room, how I had it, this open.
Yeah.
And they have to be too bold like that.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to have it just open like this around it.
Large,
you know.
Yeah.
That would be a little better looking. And they told me that they can't make it because the roof would collapse down.
Yeah,
Probably would.
Yeah.
So,
and it was center support. Yeah.
So we had it, you know, they make a square.
Yeah,
and then they put two poles to hold it up.
Sounds like Breznikar's.
Yeah, they didn't have no there was no plan.
The dining room were separated
by
that thing with
those two poles. They used to put books
between them.
They didn't have no plan. It was nothing in the paper.
Oh, I'm sure there was.
Breznikar, I'm sure, had not a piece of paper.
No.
Had all this in.
Yeah,
all this in. So it's exactly like this house. See, Lipnos's house is the same measurement.
That's right.
Like
they're the same.
Yeah.
The one across the street in the corner.
Only when we make it upstairs, you know. I want a... this prachara, we call it. To make it little like a house.
Prachara? What's
when
that?
Bread, but one Lipnos didn't make it.
What's that?
You know those things, what's it, on the roof?
Oh, the eave you're talking
about.
Oh, you're talking about this here.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And he make it on the boat side.
That's right, Lipnos doesn't have that.
Yeah, that was
that's
true.
Right.
That's right.
And they take all the money with me, you could say.
It's a pocket money.
And they'd believe it like a Bible. Well, see, some people figure, you know, that dad didn't. It wasn't stubborn. And how he was.
Yeah.
See, that time, I think it was Lipoglashek who tell him, you know, when they put a sidewalk in our lot, make an our lot corner lot. And he tell that because he needs a job. Why don't you build a gas station?
And
one of my boys is going to take care of it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's how you got involved in the gas station.
That's how we got involved.
Because the taxes was so high, you know. They was getting too high.
From the lot, you mean?
From the lot. So that's what it is. And Lipnos take that for the right and Libby. No, Liro. And there it was the small gas station. And Lipnos says, well, you want it? I'll build you the same thing, what you want. And when they come back, and I see the, you know, how big it's going to be, and it wasn't big enough for a car. So I try to convince that, don't make it so small that it couldn't be used for the garage. And you think that he listened? He listened to Lipner. And when they build it, you know, every board, they cut it about that much off. So Lipner's has taken twice as long to build.
Twice as long. It charged twice as much.
Yeah. And then John
instead of making a bigger shanty for the gas station, they ended up with a real small shanty.
Well, it was looking ahead, you know, because they did, they had a cops.
Sure.
But we nearly gave it for nothing, you know. Nobody even wanted, you know, when we want to sell it.
What happened to that shanty?
Well, we sell it
to the National Home
for $50 to the National
Home. Is that the one that ended up behind the National Home?
Behind the alley,
by the
Bleeds
alley,
yeah.
Right? That was the garage. Right. I mean, that was the
it's
alley.
Not there now, is
no,
it?
No, no.
Well, that was that's the first good. National Home, and they hired that to dish out the beer. The people come there and they put the money together.
Oh, they used that before the National Home was built?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's kind of a place to sell beer from?
Yeah. Well, no, they just had a barrel over there in this little garage, and one barrel was of water, and he dumped the glass for another one. That's how sanitary.
Yeah, I remember that.
He rinsed them in one big barrel.
Yeah, and then he come home with himself, you know, after he sell it all, polluted himself. And I holler at him, he don't argue, and he says, it didn't cost me nothing.
and he was smashed. So.
Yeah, he says, I put the quarter in. See, 25 cents he put in. And so we always had something to holler about.
Yeah.
Because he's done it many times.
Ever since Dad started bartendering.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. The only thing, the excuse he had it, he says, it didn't cost him nothing.
Well, I can remember when they were building that, so that must have been what? And I was born in 33.
Yeah.
What did they build?
This was about 37.
What?
Yeah, no, we were in National Home, yeah, because I must have been like about 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
I remember going over there, and of course back then it looked like a huge hole, because
yeah,
it was only
right.
About 5 or 6
yeah,
feet.
Yeah, I remember.
But it looked like a mile deep.
Hey, the most thing I remember about you when you was little, our apple tree. Apple.
Yeah, and I ran to the house.
And this one got so scared, you know, he ran in the house and he ran under my bed. And I had to grab him by his feet and pull him out. And you know that he was shaking inside? I take you in my lap and rock her, you know, a little bit.
And I was, what, 18?
No, you was about 3. Well, he was about 3 or 4 pounds.
What,
the
lightning
four.
Or something? Hit the apple tree or what?
I must have been, like I said, 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah.
What happened to the apple tree?
There was a
big
bad
wind.
Roots.
Big storm or what?
Yeah, it was complete apples on it already, you know. Didn't look sick at all. And they just dappled when he was playing outside.
All of a sudden, it just fell down.
And then every time when they start the storm, I don't have to call. I see him playing by the National Home, you know, and run in the house, you know, hide. You know? He always hide. I thought really, I said, you know, that's gonna probably wasn't very good for the little kid, you know.
Psychological problem later on.
Yeah. Had a little
long-term
effect.
And you was spoiled rotten
yeah.
Right long.
Yeah.
Because you cut his foot. I mean,
yeah.
I remember Dad carrying him around all the time.
Carry him around all the time. Take him to a doctor. He has 4 times operation in LA. But you don't take very good care of you now. After that, Dad left.
See, they had the accelerator foot.
Dad always fix your shoe.
Right. Take him down the basement
and put those big blocks on.
Yeah. And he's supposed to be shoemaker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, his father taught him, right?
Yeah, right. He always used to do
that. Yeah. Well, from the beginning, you know, when he was little, we used to buy the shoes and they was expensive.
I know they're expensive. Yeah.
They was lifted up in the morning.
Yeah, they used to get the shoemaker used to do it. Or
yeah.
Something. Yeah, and then Dad decided he could do it. He used to pry them apart and put a wedge in there.
I says, you know, your time was the time already that you got everything. Yeah. See, because the brothers was all out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You didn't go through, you know, stuff like that, like this.
Yeah.
Well, you two had it a little bit
yeah.
easier.
Yeah, we're sure, sure. the closest to brother.
Yeah. But the first one, like Stan and
Stan and Annie and
Herbie, I never forget those yellow shoes. How much he hated.
Yellow shoes?
The kids were teasing him.
Mom said that the city, we have, as part of a welfare program, gave the families a script that they could go down to Sonda's shoe store and get a free pair of shoes. And Sonda, being not stupid, a shrewd businessman, he naturally didn't give them the first line popular shoes. He would give them something that, well, obviously would not sell. So I guess they were.
I think, when nobody else got to look at it.
There's something nobody else would take, you know.
And Mrs. Leonard.